And we've been talking about it throughout the morning. The Packers get the big 27-17 victory in Soldier Field yesterday in a very interesting game it was yesterday. And to help us talk about that, we bring in, from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu, who predicted the Bears to get the victory yesterday. Brian, what was that about, man?
What can I say? I'm glad to be wrong. Everybody likes to poke fun at me, but I'm a hard person to make fun of because I'm glad the Packers won. But I was wrong in my prediction. Hopefully, you can ask me my prediction every week and people can just go against it, I suppose.
Well, it's not like you were sitting there in a Gale Sayers jersey or anything. You're a Packer guy, true and true. You're a realist, too, and a lot of us kind of get caught up and think the Packers are going to win every game. I want to mention real briefly the winner of our prediction contest for the week. We actually had two people that were pretty close. Kyle Kinsler predicted 27-20, and Angela, she predicted 24-17. So they were both 3 points off, put their names in a hat, and Kyle was the winner, the name that we drew. So Kyle wins $10 to the Coliseum downtown Fond du Lac and gets entered to win a trip to Las Vegas. So not bad there. So, Brian, see, if you start predicting Packers, maybe we can send you to Las Vegas. But an interesting game yesterday. I've been talking about this more than anything this morning. The punt at the end, yeah, we got out there 27-17, but it could have been a disaster. What happened at the end of that game?
From what I gather, the punt was supposed to go exactly where it went. Tim Mastay was supposed to place it down the left sideline, and the whole rest of the team was just duped by Devin Hester, who looked like he was going to catch the ball kind of down the middle of the field, a little bit to the right, and Tim Mastay was really the only guy who could follow Johnny Knox, who actually fielded the ball, but the Packers got lucky that they got a holding call on Jarrett Bush, and it nullified the return, and the Packers literally got lucky because they were duped. They were fooled.
I didn't see the holding call. Trying to look on the replays, but there was a solid holding call.
It was on Jarrett Bush, and supposedly it happened before the catch was even made. So,
okay.
For what it's worth, that's what it is.
Because you got a little bit of criticism from Troy Aikman, Joe Buck in the booth, but none of the Bears seem to be complaining about it. Really, we escaped, I think, one there, and we almost had our third straight game where Donald Driver would have had to recover an onside kick. So a close game again, kind of a sloppy game, almost as sloppy as some of the technical mishaps I've had throughout the morning here on this Monday, but kind of a sloppy game, even though you had Ryan Grant for almost 100 yards. You had 3 touchdowns for Jermichael Finley still. And maybe I'm getting spoiled, but I wasn't that impressed with the Packers yesterday.
I think it's kind of the same Packers you've been seeing a little bit all year long. The offense has been pretty good. It was in weeks 1 and 2. They're getting pretty good balance right now of passing and running the ball, so that's good. But it's the defense that's kind of hurting them a little bit, especially the pass defense. They gave up 300 yards passing to Jay Cutler. They've given up 300 yards in every game so far this year to opposing quarterbacks. So something they're going to have to work on going forward.
And obviously, I shouldn't take away any credit. You go on the road, you go to Chicago, a division opponent, and you get the win. The wins are determined by the score, not if Bart Winkler was impressed by your play or not. So credit the Packers for a 3-0 record right now. But again, yeah, like you said, Brian, there's a lot of kind of holes, especially on defense. I thought they did a good job creating some turnovers. Morgan Burnett with a nice game. But can that defense shore things up here, or are we really, really kind of just going to be one of those teams that have to outscore our defense?
Yeah, what's interesting is actually things aren't all bad on defense. The Packers right now, before the Monday night game being played tonight, are number one in the NFL defending the run. So they're doing a very, very good job at that. It's just through the air that they're getting beat a little bit. And, you know, they for the most part, they've been ahead of teams all year long, so teams are constantly trying to play catch-up, going through the air. So that's playing into it. So when you take that into consideration, things aren't quite as bad as they might seem.
Talking with Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com. Yeah, I mean, we're 3-0, the Packers are, and they have Denver coming up, Atlanta, at Atlanta, who doesn't – I don't know what kind of team they have. The Rams on the way and the Vikings. How long do you think this undefeated record's going to last, Brian?
You know, with the Packers getting a couple home games now, it's hard to see him losing at home to almost anyone, given the way that, you know, just the run of games that they're on, plus home field advantage coming up here against Denver next week. So it's tough to see the Packers losing. I mean, they're going to lose at some point. They're not going to go 16-0, but when these losses might come, I'm at a loss right now.
Yeah, the schedule, actually, you look the rest of the way, it doesn't look terribly difficult at this point. The toughest test may be those two games at the end of the year with the Lions, who are 3-0, and an interesting NFC North. You have the Lions at 3-0, the Packers, of course, they're with them, the Bears 1-2, but they'll be right up there at the end of the year. The Vikings, we were talking, me and a couple of guys watching the game yesterday, could you imagine what this season would be like, what you and I, Brian, would be talking about if the Packers – three straight games had halftime leads of 10 points or more, like the Vikings had. I think it was 20-0 against Detroit, and then to lose all those games. What would be – we're kind of concerned about a 3-0 team. Could you imagine us talking about if we were the Vikings situation? Unbelievable.
It's got to be a tough time to be a Vikings fan. They are just they're in shambles right now. I mean – they've got things working in their favor, obviously. I mean, they're good enough to get these halftime leads, but just can't seem to pull it off. And at the other side of the coin, Detroit here at 3-0, they're looking like a tough team. They've got a really good defensive line and some pretty good receiving threats, and it'll be an interesting division race. And going back to the Vikings here, even though they're 0-3, you can bet they'll be putting together their best game for whenever they play the Packers.
Yeah, we got them coming up Sunday, October 23rd, and that is in Minnesota, so that should be a tough contest. The contest this weekend, another 3:15 game. 1 o'clock is the coverage here this Sunday on K107.1. It's against the Denver Broncos. Not a terrible team, but hopefully the Packers don't look past them. I have the feeling that fans are already saying that we're 4-0. Do the Broncos provide any much of a test for us this week?
You know, the Broncos lost one this week, and I said before, it's, you know, with the Packers with home field advantage, it's tough to see them losing. I mean, this is a team that they're playing the Broncos that had one of the top draft choices in the NFL last year, had one of the worst records in the NFL. So, you know, it's tough to see them, tough to see the Packers losing to them.
So we'll talk more in depth about that game this Friday. But for now, we're 3-0. The Packers are 3-0, looking pretty good atop the NFC North, one of the few unbeaten teams. What do you got? The Lions, the Bills are undefeated. So kind of a crazy year already in the NFL. But the Packers, where we hoped they were, where we thought they were. And yeah, we can complain or be worried a little bit. But again, the Packers are 3-0, looking good. And for more coverage, you can always go to CheeseheadTV.com. Brian Caravu working hard on that. Brian, we'll talk to you again on Friday, and hopefully have a good week.
Sounds good. Thank you.